Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where educators go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top leaders across the globe. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Danny Sunshine Bauer.
Hey, this is a bonus episode from the National Principals Conference, hashtag Dads is Principals. Check them out on Twitter. Start following the hashtag. Hi there. This is Danny Sunshine Bauer, a former classroom teacher and school administrator turned life and leadership coach. I'm also the host of this podcast where each week I share my conversation with top leaders like the Dads as Principals across the globe to help you accelerate your leadership development. In today's show with the Dads as Principals, we talk about giving the green light to be excellent at work and at home, how to achieve balance if that's a myth or a reality, just some tips and tricks on how to be a great father, husband, and just person. Thanks for spending some time with me listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. But before we jump into the episode, I'd like to take some time to thank our show sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by School Spirit Vending. I know the owner and founder of School Spirit Vending. He is a personal friend and he brings hassle-free fundraising to your school. But even better, Matt has written a top 10 school fundraising ideas of 2017. He's given it away completely free. Get it at schoolzonepodcast.com. That's the top 10 school fundraising ideas of 2017 at schoolzonepodcast.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by CSC Consulting Group, whose venture is a social enterprise, and their vision is to catalyze sustainable change in our society, one organization at a time. Learn more at www.cscconsultinggroup.com. All right. Hey, National Principals Conference. That's where we're at. And, first official board meeting with the hashtag Dads as Principals hashtag. There's a lot of awesome people around the table. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but they could talk about the craziness, the silliness, the positive impact that they're trying to have with this hashtag Dads as Principals. Check it out. Go there today. Follow them on Twitter. But I'm going to pass this mic around. They're going to holler at you about what they're doing with this movement.
All right, Hamish Brew, one of the dads and as principals, coming out. This is our first official board meeting, and we're proud of what we're about to do and bring everybody together. And
Andy Jacks, principal of Northern Virginia here, checking in. We're so proud of being a dad and being a school leader, but we know how hard it is being both. Typically, we fail at most of it, you know, but our kids come first, too. And we love our kids at school. We love our kids at home, too.
Hey, I'm Eric Ewald, and I have the two best jobs in the world. I am a principal in Iowa and a dad to Ryan and Olivia.
I'm Nick Proud, also a principal from Iowa. Super excited about the Dads as Principals and just our role of trying to give the green light to greatness, both at home and at school, and making a difference in both those roles and parts of our lives because they both matter to us so much.
All right, this is Todd Schmidt. I am an elementary principal in Southern California and a very proud dad to two beautiful little girls. And, I think the impact of this is just the realization that, you know, both jobs are equally important because we take care of a whole bunch of kids during the day, and then we come home and make sure that we're still bringing that kind of that level of enthusiasm and joy, and wanted to make sure that we get the best for all of those kids. So this is just a very, very cool movement that started off just very simply. And has kind of started to grow to a spot where we're just going to kind of see where it goes from there.
So we're always about over-delivering on the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. And so I want to throw out a few questions at this first ever board meeting, hashtag Dads as Principals. So one of the things, Nick, you mentioned, and but this is for anybody, so just let me know who wants to answer. But you talked about giving the green light, right, to be excellent in both, you know, principal and then as a father. So add some value, give some value to the listeners. How do you do that? What does that actually look like in your life? And give some people some encouragement. Who'd like to take that question?
Well, in many cases, you can work out directly in your job. You know, a lot of us bring our kids to school with us. So like for me, I don't live exactly where I work, but I'm able to bring two of my kids with me to school every day, which has been just a blessing. It's a unique opportunity, and seeing them every day, and I get the hugs in the hallway, and I could be awesome in my job, and then it's awesome for them as kids, too. They can see me on the announcements, and their confidence builds. And if you get a chance to do that, it's a special moment for your kids. That even if it's for a short period of time, it's valuable.
This is Nick, and I'd add to that, you know, I think it's so important for our kids to see us as being, you know, great at what we do, great at our jobs, having passion for that, but then also, you know, come home and just be great dads, you know, be those dads that our kids can rely on, be those dads that are there, that are present, you know, and engaged in what our kids are doing and excited about that. So that's an important piece for all of us.
I was talking to Hamish the other day, and we were talking about this book called Legacy that we read last summer. I think one of the greatest compliments that I've ever gotten as a principal and as a dad is when my son comes home with some artwork that says he's drawn a picture of himself as a principal. What does he want to be when he grows up? I just think it's so important for us to, you know, share that we have this passion for what we do. It's enjoyable, and let that rub off on our kids at home and our kids at school.
So just to go off that a little bit. So my son came home and he had an art project, and it was trying to draw like a reflection of yourself. And at the time, I had my winter beard going on.
Yeah.
And so he put, yeah, like Danny loves the beard. I had my winter beard going on. And yeah, that's right. And my son on his picture drew a beard on his picture because he wanted to grow a beard, but he couldn't do it.
You know, something that hit me hard here recently was, you know, you're so relentless. You get after it so much for the kids at school. And I started to realize that I had to find some balance and work to be a better dad. To be more present. And I had an opportunity to bring my daughter to school this time for the first time. And it was probably one of the best things I ever did, reconnecting with my daughter. I have three beautiful girls and an amazing son. And I got to do a better job at that for them too, you know, find balance. And so I encourage all those other amazing dads out there working really hard. You know, don't forget those amazing relationships with your children too, because this job's so busy. We're so busy and we're so relentless for so many other kids. That was an inspiring moment for me, was just my own daughter.
And I appreciate Hamish being vulnerable there, you know, and talking about. And I think we all can relate to this as principals and having partners at home and kids or whatever. Like, the job will take you over completely. And at my session at the principals conference, we talked about productivity, the ideal week. And the thing is, if you don't intentionally plan your time and what you want to do with it, everybody else's priority for your life, that becomes your priority. And you'll look up, you'll not have accomplished what you want to accomplish. But here's what's most important. You're going to miss out on those moments with your family that really is most important. And here's the thing. You're going to die one day. I mean, it's true. Like, all of us have a finite amount of days on this earth. And think about this, listeners, and this is for dads, it's also for moms, but what do you want said at your eulogy? How do you want your family to talk about you as a father when that day comes? Is it, oh man, he worked really hard. He was a great principal, but I didn't know him. Is that what you want? So with that being said, guys, how do you, and we don't get it right all the time, but you, how do you have balance? How do you have boundaries within a very demanding job and still come home and connect with your families?
It's Todd. And I think this has been a thing that has been a big thing that I've tried to focus on. This is my fifth year, and I know my first year it tended to overwhelm me. And I tell my staff that family first. So like, when they need to be out, and you need to model that. So I make it a point of, like, when I'm looking at my calendar, I'm doing stuff, I put my kids' stuff on there first, and then fill in the stuff as it comes in. So I make sure that I can be there. I can be there at their soccer games. I can be there at their dance recitals. You know, I can be there to pick them up from practice so that I get to be part of those things, but it has to be very intentional. And I want my teachers and my staff to see me being involved with my kids. I bring them to stuff. My kids don't go to my school, so I bring them to events so they get to see kind of what dad does. And it's very cool when both of my kids want to be teachers, because they see kind of the impact that an educator can have. And so that for me is how I try to strike that balance, is making sure that I put them first and then kind of fill in everything around that.
Yeah, I think part of it is be intentional. You said strategic, but I think intentional. So put your stuff away, you know, put your phone away, put everything to a side. I think the one hard thing in this job is it consumes you, and you're so passionate about it and you love it. It's not like we don't love it. We love our jobs. That's why we think about it all the time, all the people we work with. But when you're in the moment with your kids, you got to put all it down, put your phone upside down so you don't even see the notifications come up, and like we should do right now, and be right in the moment and just look them in the eyes, you know, give them that big hug. And that's one thing, man. Hug your kids like 15,000 times a day, any chance you get.
Tell them you love them every day.
I think that's the other thing. You know, you alluded to balance. This is Eric. You alluded to balance. And I think balance is hard. Balance is a myth. I think that we have to get over trying to achieve balance and just be present in the moment that we're in. And, you know, so if that means that our phone's put away, you know, friend Adam Welcome likes to talk about going on airplane mode, so nothing's dinging or pinging at you, and just not worry, not get so stressed about trying to find that balance, but just whatever moment that you're in, be all in for that moment.
Conferences, piles of flyers, getting stuck in endless email lists and never-ending calls. There's an easier way to sort through and identify the best school fundraisers. School Spirit Vending proudly presents the Top 10 School Fundraising Ideas of 2017. It's a guide of the top fundraising companies hand-picked from the best podcasts. As an added bonus, this guide lists 5 resource companies that would add tremendous value to your community, school, and students. The best part is that School Spirit Vending is giving the guide away completely free. Are you ready to simplify the search? Download the free guide at schoolzonepodcast.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by CSC Consulting Group, whose team represents and shares a stake with the populations they serve. Their mission is to support people in education and nonprofit organizations to improve processes and enhance the performance of their organizations. You can learn more at www.cscconsultinggroup.com.
And here's a couple of challenges for the listeners. And again, you know, moms, you could do this as well, but we're talking to the men. We're including everybody, but men, we're challenging you right now. Hashtag dads as principals. Yeah, keep the phone and notifications off. You know, you got airplane mode and all that. But here, take it one step further. You know, in your settings and your notifications for all these apps, why do you even have them turned on? When they ping you and you're looking, that breaks you out of deep work. If you're at work, and it, on average, it takes you 15 minutes. It takes you 15 minutes to get back into the swing of things of where you're at when you are doing deep work, okay? So if you're at home, you know, the same thing. Take the notifications off because, like, this is ridiculous. You're there to be with your family. Here, let me go a little bit deeper. Why do you even have your work email on your phone? I said it. Seriously. Yeah, we're getting groans around the table. I mean, who owns you? You know what I'm saying? So you could check your email at your computer. You really can. And again, going back to the productivity session that I talked about with the ideal week, I coach people. Like, if you don't do that and you're intentional with your time, you check email all day, every day. I was guilty of it too. Then with my ideal week, I blocked off 1 hour twice a day of when I checked email. And I did not email outside of those times. Here's the thing. I mean, that's not important, meaningful work. If it's really that important, your superintendent, whoever your boss is, whatever, they can text you. They can call you. They can get your admin assistant. But email is not meaningful work. Last challenge I have for you, too, you know, turn on your phone. Look at your screensaver and your wallpaper. Do you have a picture of your family? You know, we're dads as principals. I mean, keep them as a focus. And here's something that I did. I learned this from Jessica Cabine, one of my mastermind clients. She taught me, and guys, I could show you this as we're recording. Like, look, the home screen, it's a picture of me and Miriam. We're kissing. Yeah. It's beautiful. There's no apps. There's no apps on the home screen. And if you slide over, these 3 apps you see there, those are all new downloads, so I got to put them in this folder. But all my apps are in one folder. That one little hack right there decrease the amount of time that I spent playing around in email, social media. And listen, as a guy that's growing this platform, Better Leaders, Better Schools, I'm connected. Like, I want to grow the show. I want to grow the amount of people I work with. But when I'm at home, I don't want to just, out of habit, go to my phone and just go down a wormhole of Facebook. So every time I open up my phone, like, I don't see apps outside of text, phone, there's Evernote because that's productivity, and music. I cannot live without music. And so I have to scroll over a screen. I have to go into a folder. What's the folder called, Hamish?
Folder? Yeah. It's called Focus.
That's right. So then that even tells me, oh, no. Do I really want to open up Facebook or do I want to focus on if it's Miriam, you know, if it's on work or whatever? These are challenges. Like, this is going to blow you up. And here's the thing, too. Before I even get to that screen, when I open up my phone and I see that picture of us holding each other, embracing and kissing, if I'm in the same room as her, why am I looking at my phone when she's there and I can hug her and kiss her, you know? So these are just some challenges for you, the listener, the father, the dad as principal. Follow them on Twitter. Follow the hashtag. And I think the last question I want to just ask you guys, first ever board meeting, dads as principals. We got a groan and stuff too. Where are we going with this movement? So just, you might not know yet, okay? But, you know, where are we going with this? Dads as principals.
Well, I think we'll give a shout out to our sisters out there, the mums as principals. They definitely inspired us. Amazing, amazing group of ladies doing amazing work, and we're inspired by them. And in joint, we just want to make a difference and leave a legacy as fathers, leave a legacy as school administrators. Champions are made in the night when no one's looking. And it's like when you, like you say, who's on your screenshot? Who's on that wallpaper of yours? Man, it's made me really think about that right now.
Yeah, another shout out for our wives, because the only thing we could do about being great principals is having unbelievable wives behind us, support us. We're nothing without them, so that's definitely make sure our wives are part of that conversation. You know, we're flawed individuals, we're flawed leaders, and we just do the best we can. And every day, every night, during the day, and our wives make such a huge impact in our lives all the time. Can't do without them.
Yeah, this is Eric. Like Andy just said, I mean, we're not perfect. We're not perfect dads. We're not perfect principals. And to get back to your original question, Danny, I think that where we want to go with this is just get better at both one day at a time and see where it goes from there.
When you have a great group of people like this to kind of challenge one another and challenge our thoughts and put some things out there, I just think this could have unlimited potential. Just great opportunities to work towards how we can do those great things at home for our kids and for our families and those great things with schools as well.
You know, we had a conversation just a little while ago about, you know, challenging each other, but making it to where, you know, you're going to hold yourself accountable. So a lot of the stuff that we're thinking of doing, not having it be where you post pictures of you doing something with your kids. You know, that's not that kind of defeats the purpose. It's really going to be maybe we will throw out a challenge, something like, you know, hey, make sure you take some time this week to read with your kids. And don't fake it. So I don't need your picture. I just want you to just do it, you know. And so there's been so many movements that have been happening, the Maker Dads movement that Joe Mazza has been doing and stuff like that. There's so much about getting dads involved. And I think that's just going to be the key part. The benefit is just going to be what you can do with your kids. And whether or not you record that or take a photo of it just so you can remember it, great. But sharing it out, that's not going to be something we're going to necessarily need to do. And so I think that's just going to be our ability to be better dads as well as better principals.
Well, I just want to thank the dads as principals, founders, this first board. Founding fathers! Love it! In Philadelphia. Man, the layers there is just so beautiful. So, yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. And listener, mom, dad, husband, wife, single, whatever, if you're looking for a community where you go deep every single week, the Mastermind is open. So check that out. We meet weekly for an hour, and we talk about this type of stuff, life. We talk about school leadership. And it will absolutely accelerate your leadership growth. So that's betterleadersbetterschools.com/MM. And thanks for listening. Nice. Better Leaders, just a few more things before you take off. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the show. This helps gives the show some social proof, aka iTunes juice, and encourages new people to listen to the show. If you are a social media junkie, share your biggest takeaway from the show, and feel free to tag me on Twitter or Instagram. My handle is Alien Earbud, an anagram for my name, Daniel Bauer. Take the letters, switch them around, and create something interesting and new. That's how I got it. This Sunday is the weekend resource. Do you want to get a short email from me every Sunday where I share the best resources I have come across? Links to interesting articles, books, blogs, and podcasts that have challenged my thinking, and a quote that's inspired me and will inspire you as well. If you'd like access to this resource, head over to betterleadersbetterschools.com and join the newsletter at the top of the page. Over 1,000 school leaders subscribe, and I think you'll benefit from it too. In the newsletter, I also share when a new blog or podcast comes out, as well as different opportunities to work with me. Thanks again for listening to the show.